Welcome to
Midnight Circle
from your friends at House of Whimsical Terror.
A chat about curious topics.
And this week's topic is ghost story origins. So, this is a Midnight Circle.
It is.
They come out on Wednesday, sometime.
Yeah, midnight in middle of the week, maybe.
Yeah.
It just depends.
Unless you're Marion.
Sometimes it's at
midnight is 000 and puts 12.
Yeah, and then it's noon.
Yeah, and then it's noon.
But it's midnight somewhere.
Right, for vampires, 12 would, you know, noon
That's
would
true.
Be like their midnight, right?
Maybe.
Okay.
All right.
So we wanted to discuss, some of you said that on Midnight Circles, mm-hmm. it seems like we're reading, and that's because we are.
We're reading. Our research.
Yeah, her research. She's a great researcher. And so we are reading what she has researched. And then our House of Whimsical Terror, our stories.
Those people are stories.
Telling stories, us telling stories. So it feels more story-like.
Because it is. Because it's not written down.
Not that we don't add stories to the Midnight Circle sometimes.
Yeah, we do, because we don't edit.
Right. Also, we were like, oh, remember that time that
this
one thing happened.
Yeah, that's true. And we just roll with it.
So the origins of ghost stories.
And that's today's topic.
Let's hit it.
All right.
There is a history of telling or recounting ghost stories that's very old. The Romans in the first century have stories about haunted houses and hearing the rattling of chains. Pliny the Elder, a Roman writer and historian, believed his Athens home was haunted by just such a ghost, and he wrote about it. The spirits in these stories aren't particularly ominous and are usually associated with an improper burial, like in Antigone.
Yes.
Was there a ghost in Antigone?
No, I don't think there was a ghost, but it was a very angry, improper burial situation.
Yeah, where people died.
Mm-hmm, and it lasted for probably generations.
Yeah. Ooh,
it
was spoiler just alert.
Oh, yeah.
In case you were dying to run out and...
Right. Because you never know, because people might be doing that.
Yeah, so...
As far as ghosts go, there are spirits that can exist separately from our human bodies, right? And they exist in many belief systems. So due to this, there's probably a great need for funerary rites that become very, very important, because you don't want these ghost spirits running around haunting you after their death because they were displeased with their interment.
No, you don't.
You never want displeased spirits.
When I go, do not displease me with my interment.
I will not displease you.
I'll come back and haunt you anyway, but you don't want me mad.
Yeah, you guys. I hope everybody hears that, because believe me, we do not want that. Yeah. There's also the significance of haunted places. They're usually meaningful to the spirits that return to inhabit them. So these places may be haunted by ghostly apparitions or spooky goings-on, like knocking or other noises. Light flickers, weird odors, breezes from nowhere, varying temperatures, the sounds of bells or music, someone turning on your kitchen faucet, many things that can be signs of hauntings.
So many things.
Oh, yes. Or poltergeists. There's that. Actually, the first reported documented poltergeist was an unseen force that made sounds and tossed furniture around in AD 856 at a farmhouse in Germany.
Wow, AD 856.
Yeah, and this poltergeist also started fires. He's very, very bad.
He's very bad poltergeist.
Very bad poltergeist. Poltergeists are bad.
Yeah. Where would you go back to haunt?
Where would I go back to haunt?
Yeah, what would be the place? Since they go back to significant places. I would go to a theater. You will find me in a significant theater.
Yeah.
Haunting.
I'll have to ponder that.
Okay, we should ask all of you housemates.
Yeah.
Where would you haunt?
You can just post that on the Facebook or send it to our Gmail.
I'll probably ask it on the
You should.
Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay, but this is about ghost stories.
Oh, yeah.
So one of the most frequently reported ghosts to be seen is, guess, who's the most frequently seen ghost?
Oh, it's probably Anne Boleyn.
How did you know?
Because I wrote this.
Anne Boleyn. She's been seen She's been being seen since around the time of her untimely and unwarranted death. She shows up at the Tower of London, where she was executed by her husband, King Henry VIII. She also shows up at her childhood home, Hever Castle. Did you know you can stay at Hever Castle in Kent?
Oh.
Yeah.
You,
yeah, today it's a bed and breakfast, which is super cool.
We should do that.
So, housemates, check it out online. America has the famous ghost of, I'll give you a minute to guess who it is, Benjamin Franklin.
Yes.
Who started being seen in the late 1800s in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, by the library.
Oh. Hanging out by the library. Why does that not at all surprise me?
Right, exactly.
It doesn't surprise me at all.
Either.
No. So haunted places are numerous throughout the world, and places with grisly histories are most commonly haunted. The battlefields of Gallipoli, or Gettysburg, or even the Queen Mary, which was used as a hospital ship. And those all are things that come to mind. Mm-hmm. The Queen Mary has over 50 ghosts that have been reported to spend time there over the years. And we've both spent time on the Queen Mary.
That place just feels haunted.
Yes,
like
it
from
does.
Walking in, anywhere yeah. you go, just feels eerie.
And we should probably travel there for a show soon.
Yes, please.
I think we probably will.
Yes, please. I'm for it.
So I guess the moral of the story is that spirits seem to be all around us, and they're pretty much all the time all around us. And they've been here for centuries, according to these stories and legends. So I guess it's magic. You just got to believe.
Yes, you do. And I'm so happy that we have those stories. So thank you, people
That's
who started
right.
telling them way back when.
They anticipated that we would want to do them.
Yes, thank you,
Pliny
the Elder.
That's right. That's right. All right, until next time, thank you, folks, for joining us at Midnight Circle.